Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. What a beautiful day the Lord's given us. I know we were talking coming in that as the flowers start blooming, the temperature starts changing again, and you know, to be all effective. But I am so looking forward to the continuation of springtime and its way, and just love this time of year. Let's all stand if you can. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Anyone on my right side tonight have a spoken prayer request? Miss Lori? Absolutely, absolutely. Anyone on my left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Alrighty. Anyone up on the roster? Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Remember us tomorrow. We have to be in the hospital at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock for Kevin. Yeah. Absolutely. We'll keep Kevin in our prayer. Absolutely. And all those prayer requests that come across on our text blast and then in the prayer box. And we just thank the Lord for allowing us to that opportunity, giving us that opportunity. Thanks to Jesus. Well, let's all just go to the Lord in prayer. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. Dear Lord, we thank you for your mercy and grace. Lord, as we gather together tonight, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, whether we're present here, whether we're watching on the live feed or at a later date, Lord, may your presence be felt this service tonight, dear Lord. May we just release all of our cares, all of our troubles into your mighty hands, dear Lord, and prepare ourselves to be ministered to. Lord, open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears, dear Lord, as we hear your word, dear Lord, that it'll continue just to grow in us. Lord, again, thank you. Lord, you've heard the spoken prayer request tonight. Dear Lord, I know you'll be with Brother Eddie, Sister Penny, and Kevin, dear Lord, tomorrow for his procedure in the morning, dear Lord, for those that are traveling, those that are going through so many different situations, those that have lost a loved one, dear Lord, and we're asking you to be with them now. Dear Lord, also, not only up here in the sanctuary, but with our young people, the drama team, and with the teens, dear Lord, we ask you for you to be with them tonight. Again, dear Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, we ask you to bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them as they go about your business. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Let's stir stuff up tonight and just worship the Lord. While you're standing, and y'all know this, that I do this all the time now, Redeem, page 277. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I have been.
God. You may be seated if you can. We're going to get ready and take up the evening offering. Sister Wendy, will you like to open the floor? You give us an update on your drive y'all were doing over at the Harley place. Yes. What did you do now? Uh-oh. No, you're not guilty of this one. This is a good thing. Praise God. That's great. And this is specified for the Noonan area?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Coweta County. All the proceeds, everything is going straight to Coweta County. The fire truck, everybody's coming to pick it up directly, taking it to them.
Oh, that's great.
And they'll have shirts for $5 a piece. It just says Noonan Strong on there with a Georgia thing on there. And somebody's donated all that.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sounds wonderful. Any other announcements? I didn't want to leave anything out. Easter lilies, Sunday morning, don't forget. Resurrection Sunday, as we celebrate Sunday morning, we'll be having the Easter lilies. It's an annual thing that we love to do here at the church, commemorating or representing those that have gone on to be with the Lord. And if you would like to bring your Easter lily, I said Christmas, didn't I? Easter lily and the names that you want, and it'll be read out before and during the service or before the service, however it's set up. I'm sure they got all that coordinated, so they'll get with you. And just bring them in Sunday morning if you'd like to. Praise God. Yes, ma'am?
And just a reminder that there won't be service Sunday nights.
Oh, that's right.
Combined communion.
That's right. Sounds good. Sounds good. We'll let Brother Eddie hit on the communion part when he gets up if he has a chance. Another hand? I see another hand. Yes, Brother Keith. Absolutely. That's the best times. Just keep praising the Lord and keep putting the word out. Amen. There's so many in need. All righty. Thank you all so much. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Sister Susan and Brother Jeff, if you would after that, please. Thank you.
God. I'm going to do a song I haven't done in a long time. You know, we celebrate different holidays, spiritual holidays. To me, Christmas, the birth of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ, there's no other. But this particular song, this time of year, always touches me because the thing that I always ask myself, and I think all of us should ask ourselves, is who are we that we had a king that died and bled for us? Who are we? Think about that. Listen to the lyrics in this song because the words are very strong. But let it kind of soak in and then ask yourself, who am I that this man hung on the cross and shed the blood for? Who am I? You know? And so listen to it, please.
And not Shout amen.
Amen.
The woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says, pressed through the crowd until she touched the hem of his garment. Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "Who touched me?" Wow. Now, I can imagine, you know, the disciples said, "What do you mean, who touched you?" There might have been, how many knows, several thousand people around her. They said, "What do you mean, who touched you? Look at all the people." He said, "No, you don't understand.
Right.
Somebody touched me."
Amen.
And can I tell you today, he can still be touched.
Amen.
I've often said, when we get serious with God, God will get serious with us.
Yes.
And you may be, I seen a little cartoon, I'm not trying to take up a lot of time. I seen a little cartoon not too long ago. It was a man digging, like he was digging out from underneath the ground. And the caption said something like, "Don't ever give up because you never know how close you are." And he was, you know, giving up, you know, his shoulder slumped when he was only one more shovel dig through. And I just, on the way over here tonight, I didn't know if I would sing, but I said if I do, because I always pray about whatever, you know, the Lord wants me to do. Whether you're watching maybe by Facebook or you're here tonight, don't give up. Amen? Don't, you know, the enemy will tell you, you quit praying about that. Pray one more time.
Amen.
The enemy will tell you, you've been to the altar 20 times. Come one more time. There's a miracle in the making. Amen. Number 6. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But she knew she had to reach him, for this was her last hope of ever being healed. So she pressed through until she touched his garment. God, her miracle was fulfilled. Now have you prayed and prayed, but it still there seems to be no answer? Hallelujah. Has your faith grown weak and you feel you're for somebody in this place tonight. I believe that in the making. Oh, one just for you. You see the Father, he's working even now. Your prayers have been heard, and the answer's on. it tonight. Amen.
Just for you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That precious lady that spent all that she had. All the doctors got worse. Amen. Don't you imagine that everybody was telling her there's nothing else that can be done. Amen. Imagine how weak she was too, Brother Jeff. With an issue of blood like that for 12 long years. But she pushed through those thousands of people, that multitude. She was determined. Amen?
Amen.
You got anybody here tonight determined? Amen. Lord, God, God will answer your prayer. I want you to say, the shepherd of my valley. Amen. I want you to pray for my wife. We're not going to give up.
That's right.
Amen. I love this song. Shepherd of my valley. Amen. The shepherd of the mountain is still the shepherd of the valley, David.
What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. My water, I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when I need someone to talk to? He's always there to listen with arms folded round me. He rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when my tears flow like a river and my burdens are high as a mountain, and when the ones I've counted down? That's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I need someone to talk to. He's always there to listen. With arms folded round me, He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Sticketh closer than a brother. I like that part. It says, what would I do without Jesus? You know, He, when I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He's my water. Amen. And sometimes He just wraps His arms around me and pulls me into His bosom. Amen. Just when you think nobody else cares,
Nobody else understands. Nobody else has an idea what you're going through. Jesus knows. Amen. Before we get into the message tonight, I just feel like asking anybody, if you're going through anything right now, these songs have been such a blessing tonight, but they've also had a definite meaning. Amen. That if you're struggling, if you're having a situation, whatever it is, why don't you just come on now? You know, so many times we wait till the end of the service to get delivered. Amen. That's just the Pentecostal way. We just wait till the end of the service, and anybody that has any problems and all, come up to the altar and pray. Why don't we get it squared away right now? Amen. If you've got a situation or problem, if you just need prayer, if you're sick, afflicted, or whatever it is, why don't you come on now, and we'll gather together and pray. Amen. And then we'll proceed with the rest of the service. Is there one? Anybody tonight? Amen. All right. No one. All right. Well, then pray for us. We need your prayers. All right, go with us to the book of Ephesians tonight, chapter number 4 in the book of Ephesians. God is such a great God. Amen. Wonderful God. He's great, and the Bible says greatly to be praised. Now, he does his part. Sometimes I wonder if we do our part. He's great in every avenue of our life. But do we greatly praise him? Do we greatly worship him? Do we greatly adore him? Tonight, from the book of Ephesians, we want to study a little bit on the writings of the Apostle Paul to the church at Ephesus. Amen. How many knows the church needs direction? Yes, sir. Time to get delivered now. I know other day when we saw you at the store, you said you just was feeling miserable. Amen. How many know we serve a healing God? Amen. The Bible says, if any of them is sick, let them call for the elders of the church, anoint with oil, pray the prayer of faith. Is it the fact that you did pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, God. Lord, we reach forth right now with the hands of faith, God. Lord, we put in our trust in you right now, God, to touch our brother, God, to heal him, to anoint him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let him be made whole, Lord. God, move his name, God, move his name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, let him be delivered, Lord. God, we're holding on to our faith, God, trusting you, God, for an anointing to keep us up, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Let it be done. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. All right. Thank God for that healing virtue. Yes, sir. All right. Bless the Amen. God is good, so hey, let's just give him praise tonight. Can we do that? Hallelujah. You know, as a follow-up to the little lady with the issue of blood, Jesus knew somebody touched him because he said, I felt virtue or power come out of his body. Amen. There's something to be said when we get in touch with the Lord. Amen. He can heal, he can deliver, and he can make whole. Thank you all for coming forward tonight. I pray that the Lord will just continue to bless both of you. Amen. I know he's a delivering God. From the book of Ephesians chapter 4, I want to read verses 17, 18, and 19 tonight. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. The apostle says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness." Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for your mighty power. We thank you, Lord, for your loving grace. For those who've gathered here tonight, Father, and I pray, God, that you would just pour out of your Spirit and your anointing tonight. God, let it produce growth and edification into our spirit, God, as we read your word tonight. Father, I pray that you would anoint these lips of clay, God, just to speak to our hearts. God, give us direction. Lord, in this time of uncertainty, God, we know that we can count upon you and your power. Father, we thank you, Lord, for touching those who came forward tonight. We do remember those who are sick and suffering. God, many are at home, many are in the hospitals and the nursing homes. Father, we pray a delivering prayer of healing on their account tonight. Touch them. Make them whole. Those that are traveling, Father, I pray that you would keep them safe. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. We just want to take a little time tonight to go over some of the things that the Apostle Paul was addressing. I believe that when the children began to be born again, as the Apostle Paul went into the nations of the Gentiles and began to spread the word of the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It was quite strange to many of the people, but many people believed it and become believers and were baptized and were filled with the Spirit of the Lord and become believers. But there are still a lot of people that this was a strange doctrine to, and they really didn't want anybody telling them or preaching them against their lifestyle. And how many knows that we're in that day and hour today when the lifestyle of the preaching, amen, sometimes goes against the lifestyle of society, and they don't want to hear it, and they'll turn a deaf ear to it. But the Apostle Paul began to write here, and if I had just a title to this lesson tonight, it would be A Different Walk. How many knows that once the Lord comes into our heart, we have a different walk? Old things are passed away. The Bible says all things are become new. But we need to be reminded that we don't walk as the other Gentiles walk. And especially, I think this message or this particular scripture, in fact, the entire chapter is very, very timely in the hour that we're living in today, to remind us that we are of a different walk than those that are around us. We don't need to try to be like the world. In fact, we need the world to be like the church. Amen. And listen, it's not pointing to us, it's pointing to Jesus Christ. Amen. I could not stand here today and tell you that I was changed by my own desire. I was not changed by my good works. I wasn't changed by attending church. I was changed because I realized I was lost in sin, and I had to come to an altar of repentance and ask Jesus Christ to come into my life. And he did, and he saved me, and he filled me with the Spirit. But he also has directed me through the Holy Spirit how to conduct our life. And so many times, we're in a body of flesh, and listen, we call the devil our greatest adversary, but many times our flesh is one of the greatest adversaries that we can face. So the Apostle Paul was addressing some of the things that we face. And the first thing, there's about six things, or I guess maybe more than that, but I've broken them down into six things tonight, basically that he tells us not to do, not to be like the world. And how many knows that we don't need to be like the world? One thing that really has concerned me over the years, and I guess this was ever since I probably got out of school, we were always told in the 70s to be your own man or to be yourself, you know, be an individual. And even back then, if you was an individual, you still needed to kind of dress like the rest of them, be like the rest of them, and talk like the rest of them, but yet they preached, be your own self. And I thought that was kind of a mixed message, and it really is today. You know, today it's amazing how that if one group of people decides that they want to do this, then it seems like everybody else wants to follow that, and that just destroys the individuality. But you know, if we're going to mimic anything, If we're going to mimic anybody, we need to mimic the Word of God and mimic Jesus Christ, where it says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. So here are some things that the Apostle Paul pointed out that the children here are the people that were the Gentiles. That he said, don't walk like them. Don't be like them. He said, because they have a moral understanding darkened. Basically what he says, having their understanding darkened. A lot of people today don't understand because they don't want to understand. A lot of people today have issues with the Word of God because it pricks their lifestyle. It convicts their way of thinking. It convicts their actions. How many is thankful that the Word of God convicted your actions? I am very thankful that it convicted my actions. Amen. I thought I was all right. I thought I could be a good person, but I found out I could never be good enough to enter into heaven without being born again by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross of Calvary for me. So he says, we don't need to be like the other people, the other Gentiles, as they walk and have their understanding darkened, or a moral understanding darkened. Would anybody agree with me tonight that there has been a darkening of morality in the world today? It's not by coincidence. It's by purpose. Amen. Satan is trying to darken the morality of the world today, in so much that seemingly anything goes. And can I tell you, that's a false statement. Anything doesn't go. Anything other than the Word of God, amen, is a lie, and we don't need to fall for it. So there is a lifestyle. There is a set of ordinances. There is a set of precepts and statutes that we are to adhere to. So we are supposed to have a high moral standing because we have been born again. He said that they're alienated and estranged from the life of God. Alienated and estranged from the life of God. The Apostle Paul says being alienated from the life of God through ignorance, some through not knowing, and that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Not their eyes have been blinded, but their heart has been blinded in so much that they do not want to adhere to the Word of God or to the move of God for whatever reason. It's not politically correct. It's not popular. But it's truth and it's right. And the church needs to stand up for what is right, as the Apostle Paul did in that day. And he also says that they had a callous and they were past feeling. There's been a lot of talk over the years about a reprobate and a reprobate mind. To believe a lie and be damned. And I've heard a lot of people, a lot of Bible scholars talking about being a reprobate. And I've heard of people come to me and say, have I got to that point? Listen, if you get to that point, you're not going to have any desire whatsoever to hear from God. You're not going to want to repent. You're not going to even think that you need to repent. But these people begin to be almost as a reprobate, to believe a lie and be damned, because they had got past the feeling, amen, of feeling the power of God, or feeling the anointing power of God, or the drawing power of God. As I've said so many times, I'm thankful that God is a God of second chances, because many, many times when I heard the word preached, I sat back and didn't answer the call. But Brother Jeff, I'm so glad that he kept calling, amen, and I finally gave in and came, amen, to an altar of repentance. But if the Lord was only obligated to call us one time, and he called us one time and we didn't answer, that would be very, very terrible. But he is a gracious God, a forgiving God, plenteous in redemption, so he does give us those second and third chances. But many people today, as in that time, were callous and past feeling. Lasciviousness, crude and unbridled sensuality. I'm almost ashamed to see some of the commercials that are on our television today. It's an abomination. It's, you know, it wouldn't have stood in the day that I was growing up. There were things that you would not put on television whatsoever, but not only is it on television today or on the billboards today, but it's openly appreciated and expected to be that way. And it was in that day and hour too. Just a total disregard of morality, a total disregard of humbleness and holiness and righteousness, and lasciviousness was a crude and unbridled sensuality. Then it says they were eager and greedy to indulge in every form of impurity. I do not have the time or the knowledge or the ability to name all the different things in this world that's going on right now that's completely impure and ungodly. But you see the same things that I see. You hear the same things that we hear. There is a movement in this world today to do anything you want to be whatever you want to wear whatever you want to, in some cases not wear whatever you want to. It's a terrible situation that we're living in, but the Apostle Paul says, even though that kind of living abounds, we can't be a part of that. How many knows that the Bible talks, be a separate people? Amen. That don't mean that we could go to the other side of the earth and live in total separation. We can be in the world, but not of the world. Amen. And we need to carry the banner of holiness tall, high, and always call on the name of the Lord to help us to live holy and a righteous life. So all of these things are things that the Apostle Paul said that we are to shun and not be a part of. And as I said, there's about six things. Some of them I kind of grouped together. But then I began to write some of the things that he said that we are supposed to do. And it reminded me, and I told you this on many occasions, when I have the opportunity to sit down with maybe a couple and we do some counseling, some scriptural counseling and some godly counseling and with prayer. And some of the things that they come into the office with or into my company with is so many different things that are going wrong in their life, what they don't like. And that's what I do. I get a piece of paper, and I get both of them a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, and I separate them because I don't want them to look over the shoulder and write these things down, because at this time, there's already some problems in this union or in this relationship. And I tell them, I said, write down everything you can think of that disturbs you or that you have fault or just bugs you about your spouse. Just write it down, you know. And they'll start writing real fast, and then it gets slower and slower. And then I take the paper, and I said, I don't even read it. I said, okay, now turn the paper over. Now I want you to write down everything that you like about this person or everything that we're attracted to them. Brother Jeff, they begin to write real slow then, but they keep writing. And they do this, and they think of something else, and they keep writing, and they keep writing, and they keep writing, and they keep writing. So after that, we take them and we look at them, and you know, I say, all right, how many are on the front page? And every time, this has always worked, every time without fail, they always write way more things that they like about one another than they dislike are the faults that they have. So many times it makes me think that we dwell on the negative, we dwell on those things are the things we always talk about and take for granted some of the good things. So now we're going to get into the good things that the Apostle Paul said that we, as being born again, or with the old man passed away and putting on the new man, these are in things that we're encouraged to do. I remember growing up when I was just a little boy, and I was, always went to a Pentecostal church, and, there were just things we didn't do, places we didn't go, things we didn't get involved in, and so many times, being a young kid, I was frustrated and aggravated, and I said, we can't do anything that's any fun. And, of course, my daddy would pull me aside and begin to share with me. First of all, he said, you got more things to look forward to than things to be sad about. And he began to talk about the blessings of God and all of these wonderful things. And then I would feel very, very bad. Because my dad, when he talked to me, that was worse than a whipping. He could whip me and I could get over that pretty quick. But when my dad talked to me face to face, man, he made me feel just about that high when he began to point out all the advantages for living for the Lord. And when, too, not only the advantage for living the Lord down here, amen, but we got a better place to go to. So now we're going to get into some of the things that we said. But as Christians have not learned that. But you as Christians have not learned that. Let me read this. In verse 20, he says, but ye have not so learned Christ. If so, be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. How many would agree the truth is in the Lord Jesus? That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, not period, but be ye angry, comma, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now that sounds like a lot to digest, but basically it just means this: do the right thing in living for the Lord Jesus Christ. How many knows and realizes that we are walking ambassadors of Jesus Christ? Amen. And here's the thing about it. You can live a holy and righteous life, and you can strive to do everything according to the Word of God. And you know, there's not going to be too many people out there in the world that will acknowledge that or even compliment you on that. But once you say that you are a Christian and once that you live a holy life, if you step out of line one time, that's all it takes. It's all over the place. That's not right. That's just reality. That's what the world is looking. They're trying to condone their actions by the actions of the church. So again, they never talk about the good things that the church does, the good things that the ministry does, the good things that the outreach does. Thank God that y'all are doing that for the neighborhood of Noonan and reaching out for that, you know. But, you know, I guarantee you, if the church stepped out of line or did something, amen, that was newsworthy, it would be something that was bad. That's what the news wants to hear. And that's what the people there, they always was looking at the Christians to make sure that they messed up. That's the reason the Sadducees, the Pharisees were always following Jesus, trying to ask him questions that would stump him. But how many knows they could not stump the Son of God. So here in a nutshell is basically what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. Because how many knows we have a different walk than those that are in the world. So thankful, amen, that the Lord pulled me out of that situation and brought. Now, am I perfect? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So many times the flesh fails. So many times the flesh, amen, leans to what the flesh wants to do. And we have to pray, Lord, let the Spirit have subjection over the flesh. I want the flesh, amen, to be under subjection to the Spirit of the Lord. But he tells us to put off the former conversation of the old man. I mean, he knows that it changes your communication, your conversation. You don't talk like you used to. You don't enjoy the things that you used to. Amen. There is a transformation that takes place. Whether you realize it or not, people around you will realize it. How many remember, amen, and just kind of raise your hand as a testimony when you first received the power of the Lord, when he first was saved, he filled you with the Holy Ghost, and maybe those around you said, you know, something's different about you. Amen. And you know what that is? That's an open door for a testimony too, by the way. There is something very different about us, amen, when we begin to walk according to the word of the Lord. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Satan loves to attack our mind. He loves to try to put guilt there. He likes to drag up the things that we used to do, and this is one of the greatest obstacles, I think, that we as children of God have, is because even though God forgives us and washes the slate clean, so to speak, amen, and forgives us of the things in our life, we still remember those things. And Satan remembers those things, and he drags them up all the time. But we have to understand that we rebuke him because we have been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we're not accountable for those things prior to the infilling of the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Can you say thank God for that? Amen. The old things have passed away. Put on the new man, which is righteousness and holiness. Amen. None of us are holy without the Lord. None of us are righteous. The Bible speaks of our righteousness as his filthy rags. But that is within us is holy and is righteous, and it is precious to us. And this is what we're supposed to be guided by the Spirit of the Lord. In other words, let me go ahead and say this. Learn to rely on that is within you, especially when being addressed or being how somebody come against you or somebody say something. Lean on the Spirit of God, because it's very, very easy for the flesh to react, for the flesh to get mad, or for the flesh to come back with something. And we're going to address that too, or the Apostle Paul has addressed that. But lean on the Spirit of the Lord that is within you. A soft answer is a whole lot better, amen, and it turneth away that wrath. Because he finally says to put away lying and speak the truth. Amen? Put away lying and speak the truth. It does, the Holy Ghost also gets a hold of our tongue, doesn't it? It makes us talk different. It makes us, you know, if we say something and, you know, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I really didn't mean that. This is the actual the truth. We need to speak truth in everything that we do. Be angry and sin not. Man, there was a minister who was working. In fact, he was working in the same line of business that I was when I was working for Flowers Baking Company. And, delivering bread and handling store managers sometimes is kind of a difficult thing, because sometimes they have an attitude. Amen. You ever run up against anybody that had an attitude? And sometimes you just have to grin and bear it because you're in their store and doing things. But sometimes that line of business is not the easiest to do. And I was in one of the big stores, and I was helping the distributor that worked for us. And here comes this other distributor who is also a minister, and he's got this unusual frown on his face. How many has ever had days like that? Amen. We're saved. We're filled with the Spirit, but we still have those kind of days. Amen. If you don't, thank God bless. Amen. Pray for me when I have those kind of days. But he came in, and you could just tell something wasn't right. And he saw me, and we had our pleasantries. And then he began to speak about the weekend. And it was, it was something. He didn't even go into great detail all it was. And he said, Brother, he said, it just got all over me. He said, I just got so angry. And he said, then I felt so bad because I got so angry. And I said, well, you know what? Don't beat yourself up too bad. Jesus turned over the table one time himself, but he didn't sin. Be angry and sin not. Understand that this flesh sometimes is going to flare up. It's going to get angry. But don't carry it any further, and don't let it become a sin. Be careful to watch that tongue and stop it before it gets too bad. So put away lying. Speak the truth, be angry, and sin not. Then it says, leave no room for the devil. Leave absolutely no room. You know why we have to take it away, all the room for him? Because, as we say, if you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. Don't even let him in the door. Amen. Don't even open the door. You know, these phone calls that you get now. I heard something the other day that was so cute. This elderly person said, you know, hardly anybody ever calls, and I'm by myself. She said, but I'm thankful for this person who lives in India. He calls all the time, and he's so and he's so nice and polite, and he's really concerned about my car. But here's what I was going with that. They change their numbers. We keep blocking them and blocking them and blocking them, but they changed their numbers. And I got one today which was a Velareca number. I mean, I know it says 459. It's 770-459, whatever it was. So I answered that, and I thought it might be somebody in the neighborhood, somebody needing prayer or something like that. There was this pause, and I knew it was, and it was about the warranty, you know. So, you know, the devil will come like that. He'll come at you, and he'll try to disguise himself, even as an angel of light, the Bible says. But here, if we incorporate these things into our life, we'll learn to recognize Satan, and we won't leave any room for him. Amen? Don't even compromise with him at all. You can't be nice to the devil. Amen? You got to rebuke him in Jesus' name. That's the only thing the devil understands is the authority. And you can rebuke him in Eddie's name all you want. That ain't going to bother him. You can rebuke him in First Pentecostal's name, and that's not going to affect him either. But if you come against him in the name of Jesus, amen, he'll have to flee from you. Thank God for that. So leave no room for the devil. Let the thief that stole steal no more. Amen. If God has forgiven you for whatever it is, don't go back to what that lifestyle was when the Lord forgave you. Amen. You're holy and righteous and living in a different scenario now. You've been born again, so incorporate those things in your life. Amen. It's going to take some time. Sure it will. Amen. We don't come completely mature in Christ the moment that we're born again. We have to learn to walk, and we have to then learn to walk and then learn to run and just learn to stand and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him work with his hands and be industrious. Change that attitude. Amen. The person that was taking those things unadvisedly or taking those things illegally, then let him work with his hands and be industrious so that he, the Bible says, so that can he can give to those that are in need. Speak no corrupt communication. I think this, you know, it said, you know, talking about the tongue and all that, but speak no corrupt communication. I think this is where the church has to be very, very careful. Don't repeat something that you don't know that is true. Amen? Because it can be hurtful. Many, many times, it's not completely truthful. If something gets around to you so many times, it's either been added to or taken away from, and then if you repeat it, then, you know, we're passing that on. So speak no corrupt communication. Do like my grandmother said, we just need to pray for them. She wouldn't repeat it. She said, let's just pray for them. Amen? You won't go wrong praying for folks. Speak good things that edify. Amen? You know, we can do that. With one another. You know, it's easy to look at the fault of somebody else. It's easy, amen, to say something negative about somebody, but why don't we be positive and born-again Christians and speak things that are edification to one another? We can always find something good to say about one another, and we need to do that, as the Bible said. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Amen. We need to be led by the Spirit of the Lord that is within us. And that's what is holy about us, is the Spirit that is within us. Then he goes on to say, and I'm combining these together, put away bitterness, put away wrath, put away anger and evil speaking. And then finally, be kind, tenderhearted, and forgiving. Now, none of that is foreign to us. We've read that. We've been encouraged to do that. But we must implement it. We must practice it on a daily basis. Look for an opportunity to do good to others. Be kind-hearted. These are the things that are a testimony to other people. I mentioned it a while ago. We're a walking ambassador for Christ. Man, so many times, and listen, whether it's right or wrong, there are people out there that are judging you. That's not right. We're not supposed to be judged. God didn't call me to be a judge. He called me to be a servant. He called me to be a minister. But that's what a minister is, one who attends to the needs of others. But there's people out there that judge you. They judge you on your actions. They judge you on your conversation and your communication. So be kind, be tenderhearted, and forgiving. You never know who's watching your life. You never know who's listening to you. You never know who's out there. And today, what you have to be careful with, you never know who's out there with a cell phone, amen, filming exactly what is going on. But again, if you follow these things, you're probably not going to be patted on the back for doing it, but that's not what we're doing it for anyway. We're doing it because we've been born again, amen, and be born again means that we are a different creature in the Lord. Amen. God bless you. I love you tonight. I know this is a little different, but this is where the Lord led me this particular week. And if you have an opportunity, go into that fourth chapter and read it again and refresh yourself, amen, in exactly what is expected out of a Christian. Amen. We are different than we used to be. God bless you. Would you stand tonight? Thank you for coming out on a terrible rainy night, but you know what? It's good and nice and dry in here, and we thank God for the wonderful songs of worship. Now, wasn't they great? I mean, I was back there feasting on every song that was sung tonight. It was such a blessing. And we do want to remind you that Sunday morning is Resurrection Sunday. Amen. How many is thankful for the resurrection of our Lord and Jesus Christ? Amen. We will be having regular Sunday school. We'll be having regular service, and we will incorporate our communion service Sunday morning. We normally do it on Sunday night, but we're going to be doing it all in one service. So, again, the communion service, the bring your lilies, and those in recognition of those who have passed on and gone to their reward, and we will be reading those names. But most of all, it'll be in memory of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right. Brother Jim, if you would come and dismiss us with a word of prayer. May God bless you, church.
Again, let's can't
Can't close without giving the Lord some more praise. Let's just give Him another hand clap. Lord, we just love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love His Word. I love it when it's read. I love it when the Lord just opens it up and just pours it in us.
Thank you, Lord.
And it is direction for the rest of our life. You know, we were talking to the kids about a map. They saw some maps in the back of Elaine's car. And they've got it all spread out and all that kind of stuff. And pretty much they were talking about all the lines and all that. I said, well, that's how you get from one spot to the other. And they looked at it like, yes, because they're used to doing this. That's right. But the Word, you can find it anywhere too. It's online. It's everywhere. But God's Word, just to hold it, to read it, to let the Lord feast on it. All hearts and minds clear. So good to see y'all this evening. Those watching live, we love each and every one of you. If you have a prayer request, just put it in the comments. We will be praying with you. And we also, just anyone that the Lord's answered a prayer, just raise your hand. Just give Him a testimony of praise. Praise God. The Lord, we thank You for Your blessings. The Lord, we thank You for always being there for us, dear Lord, for showing us continuously the way that we should go. Dear Lord, may we follow You. Lord, may we worship You. May we praise You. Lord, as You direct and guide us, dear Lord, may we be in tune with Your Word and Your Spirit. Lord, again, we thank You for the message tonight. Thank You for those in attendance. Again, for the beautiful songs. Lord, You blessed our church so much. And we just love and praise You, dear Lord. And we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful. Don't forget Sunday school Sunday morning. Make time. Come join us if you haven't been coming.